You're listening to SBS News.
26-year-old Sumaya Aman left Afghanistan in 2003 with her mother and sister to start a new life in Australia. When they arrived, she says navigating Australia's healthcare system proved challenging.
It was actually quite difficult, especially not knowing English. My mum did not know English. It was just me, my mum and my sister. We didn't know any, we just had cousins, but we didn't know how to go to talk to a doctor or just go to the shops to buy something. It was always calling my auntie, hey, can you come and take us to these places? We didn't know how to drive.
She is now a nurse with the New South Wales Refugee Health Nurse Program, working specifically with patients who have just arrived and require culturally responsive healthcare access. Ms. Aman recalls the moment she realised this would be her future.
Back in Afghanistan, I would see women on the street begging and poor children just walking around begging for money. And at that moment of time, I said, I want to change this, you know. I want to change the community. I want to give something back to people. It feels amazing. It's like I'm giving back to the country that, you know, have provided support when I came to Australia, and I'm giving it back to them as well.
Having shared similar experiences to other refugees, she says she shares a personal connection.
I do have the lived experience, so especially the Afghans or any refugees that I do see, I know how they feel, and that gives me more empathy towards them.
These nurses, like Sumaya Aman, came together for the launch of the New South Wales Refugee Health Plan. It's a 5-year plan for people from refugee backgrounds, providing them with better access to healthcare in their preferred language to improve on their well-being. The main outcomes include timely access to culturally responsive healthcare services, ensuring people are at the centre of their own care, efficient service navigation and care coordination. Dr. Mitchell Smith is Director of New South Wales Refugee Health Service.
It's going to guide health services into providing responsive, what we call trauma-informed care for people of refugee background. We know people who come to New South Wales who are from a refugee background have been through extraordinary circumstances, and when they arrive, they are very unfamiliar with our health system. They might have specific health needs. And so what this plan does is continue the work of previous state plans in New South Wales to see that we provide receptive health care to the best of our ability in the health system.
Dr. Smith says for the first time, the plan also focuses on targeted groups.
Focuses on some specific high-risk groups where we haven't seen a particular focus before. Some examples are those living with a disability who arrive in New South Wales, both children and adults. And also, this plan actually specifically mentions people from sexually diverse or gender diverse backgrounds, and a particular focus for them to provide equitable care.
According to the data from the Department of Home Affairs, between 2015 and 2020, more than 30,000 humanitarian arrivals resettled in New South Wales. The state's Minister for Health, Brad Hazzard, says these refugees are an integral part of Australia's growing population.
This country is so much more interesting and has benefited so much for the cultural diversity that has come to our nation as a result of people coming, sometimes voluntarily, but other times because they needed help to escape. The refugees, those who are seeking asylum.
New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism, Mark Curay, is emphasising the plan's importance.
It is estimated that we will receive over 6,000 refugees here in New South Wales over the next few years. And this plan will address, I think, their concerns, their health issues, to ensure that, of course, refugees are getting the best health advice and quality of service.
Francesca De Nuccio, SBS News.